Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. If you've been attracting the same experiences over and over again, feeling stuck in your love life and uncertain about what steps to take, or you simply want specific steps so that you can start to transform your love life today and attract better partners, then a 90-minute courtship loop session is for you. Hi, my name is Zara J. I'm the founder of Captivating Courtship, the Captivating Courtship Code Success Process, and the 8 Love Loop Relationship Patterns. I use a combination of my natural gifts to read relationship patterns, psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking techniques to provide you with deeper insight and tools to transform your relationship patterns, get back to who you are, and attract unlimited love. One way that I help you with this is through uncovering your courtship loops. Courtship loops are the blind spots in the links between your dating and relationship experiences that reveal the deeper story and connection to your love blocks. It's my intuitive process to help you bring clarity and guide you with specific steps on how you can change your love life right now. When you get clear on your blind spots, you will have the confidence and a roadmap on where you need to stop shrinking and settling so that you can elevate your expectations, set bolder boundaries, and develop unshakable self-worth to have the love you deserve. In this 90-minute session, you will be guided through the courtship loop process to uncover your unique relationship and courtship patterns and have an intimate look at how you can have more ease and flow to attract more enjoyable relationship experiences specific to your journey to love. You will walk away with a simple plan of action specific to you to help you navigate your love life for the next 6 months. This is a limited time offer with only 3 spots open every week to book a private courtship loop session. To secure your session today, go to the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast, and I'm so happy to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining me for another week, and today we are back to basics. We are at Courtship 101. We're going to be talking about relationship patterns, the Captivating Courtship Code process, and I want this to be a foundational episode for you to be able to refer back to whenever you need basic reminders, whenever you need just a very simple and clear understanding of how to navigate transformation when it comes to your relationship patterns, when it comes to the courtship process, when it comes to healing and opening up your heart and being that source of love, when it comes back to getting back to who you are, which is very important. I'll be talking about that a lot in 2024. I feel like this is just the year of transformation, the year of leveling up when it comes to your personal life, when it comes to your love life. This is the year of truly stepping into your worth and your worthiness and understanding the patterns that you have, understanding the spiritual journey that you are on. We're going to be talking about that because I think that that is so important to understand how that plays into your love life and your relationships. And this is just going to be a year to commit to yourself on a deeper level. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to be sharing this very special opportunity for you to be able to make that decision. So make sure that you listen to this full episode and you see this episode all the way through. Also, you can go to the link in the show notes right now if you feel like you are currently in a love loop, if you feel like you are currently stuck in some patterns when it comes to the dating and courtship process. Maybe you are trying to figure out what your patterns are, not your specific love loop type, but as far as What are the common threads? What are the common things that you're seeing when it comes to the types of partners you're attracting, the types of experience you're attracting, the type of relationships that you've been in? If you're trying to get some deeper clarity on that, I have a free courtship loops clarity exercise that you can download. It also has a video walkthrough that walks you through how to do it for yourself. And I want you to get that free download. Go through, it's a brief video, maybe about 10 minutes, that kind of guides you through how to figure out your courtship loops. And you can use that in order to figure out what are the common patterns, what are the common experiences that you're experiencing, what are you being taught when it comes to the lessons that you're supposed to learn, when it comes to what you're supposed to heal, where you're supposed to get stronger on your boundaries, on your self-worth. What are the messages that you are being shown to help you actually get on the right path to the partner and to the love and the life that you want, and how to figure this stuff out on a much deeper and on a spiritual level. So make sure that you get the free courtship loops download. I'll have that linked in the show notes where you can get access to that, and take your time and do it. And then if you want some deeper help, or maybe you have some difficulty with identifying those patterns, you can book a one-to-one 90-minute call where I will help you with that and help to walk you through that. But all that information is inside the free download and inside the show notes. You can go to the show notes to learn more about that as well. But today we're getting back to basics. And like I said, I really want this to be a foundational episode for you to be able to refer back to and listen to over and over and over again whenever you need reminders, whenever you need to go back to the basics, whenever you are feeling stuck in your love life, in your relationships, in your healing journey, in your heart, and your ability to make the necessary changes that you need on your journey to self-discovery and your road to partnership. So let's go to the basics. So when it comes to the courtship process, when it comes to captivating courtship and what we do here at Captivating Courtship, there's really two foundational parts to this process and how I work with clients and how I have successfully helped my clients to attract partners and get engaged and get married and all those things, or even just simply just transform their approach to relationships and heal their patterns and make better and different choices in their love life. And what it comes down to are your relationship patterns and understanding how to navigate the process when it comes to transforming those patterns through relationships. And that's important for me even to fully step into and owning that aspect of the work that I do. I think sometimes, and over the years, coming out of matchmaking, coming into the coaching industry and making that transition, it was a challenging transition for me to make because I was doing matchmaking for so many years. And naturally, everyone associates me, or, you know, the brand, or the work that I do with helping people to meet matches, helping people to get married, helping people to attract partners, because that was the foundation of the work that I did. I started matchmaking in 2015, and that was almost 10 years ago. And that was the core foundation. And that was kind of just like the root of where I started. It was kind of just like the first breadcrumb that I was being taught and shown in my guidance and my life purpose and my path of self-discovery and purpose and what my mission is on this planet. Part of that process and that first seed was matchmaking. And at the time, I didn't know that. Like, I just had an interest in it. I had a desire to help. I wanted to support people in that process. I was seeing so many people around me not satisfied with the types of partners they were meeting and this what they were experiencing when it came to the challenges of meeting someone. So that was like the first little breadcrumb that I was sent to start on this path of journey. But through that and through matchmaking and doing singles events and that chapter, that portion of my life, I came to learn so much more about people and behavior and the psychology and the neuroscience, and able to understand that the choices that we make in partnership, how we navigate relationships, the confidence, the self-worth, all these different things that are impacting our relationships, the choices that we make are so much deeper rooted. And then also me coming to realize the spiritual component of all of this. There's no secret, I am Muslim. I am very much a God's girl, but I'm also very much into like different spiritual practices. I find the beauty and the balance in all of it. Yes, I'm a manifestation girly. Yes, I am someone who believes in energetics and all of those things, because to me, it all ties together. I find the beauty and the balance in all of it. And what I've come to learn through, whether it's my own personal journey, whether it's through my clients' journeys, friends, family, everyone, and just seeing how relationships are such a major component of who we are in this life, of what we experience, of our mental health, our emotional health, our financial health, our social health, like so many different aspects of our life are directly impacted by relationships. And it's such a underrated, but it's a part of life that is often overlooked, that we don't think that we have to put the level of emphasis and focus on relationships as we actually should. When we look at the impact of your family relationships, your work relationships, your romantic relationships, your friendships, all of these are different forms of relationships that all have a major impact on the quality of life you have, on your confidence, on your self-worth, on your finances, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health. So many different aspects are impacted by who you have in your life, the quality of those relationships, and your ability to give and receive. And because this is about spirituality and the energetics of the ability to give and receive, what you will see is a direct parallel in how you're showing up in your relationships and how you're showing up in other aspects of your life, whether it's your career, your finances, your hobbies, like other things. You will see the common patterns in your beliefs, in your self-worth, in your ability to give and to receive in those areas. It's all going to be tied together. And sometimes this can be confusing and it can be a little disheartening for those who really feel stuck and challenged in those ways. But I promise you, if you do the work and if you ground into it and you get very clear and you are very consistent and you are very committed to your own transformation, to your journey and understanding it on a deeper level and embracing it fully and not running from it, not allowing yourself to get so stuck on feeling frustrated when things aren't going as quickly as you may have planned, what happens is you get to actually value and embrace the journey. You get to learn more. You get to actually start moving in the direction of where you're supposed to be. And then you will start to see things happen faster for you, happen more intentionally, and you'll actually start to attract the love, the partnership, the commitment, all those things that you want will absolutely be available to you. So if you are listening to this and you are stuck right now, or you're frustrated, or maybe you're currently in a situation you're trying to figure out how to navigate, I hope that this episode will help you to understand just some of the basics and the foundational things that you need to understand when it comes to relationship patterns and the Captivating Courtship Code process, and how you can tie these two things together in order to empower yourself in your relationships, in order to heal, in order to open your heart, and in order to attract what I call unlimited love. And I started saying this years ago with my coaching clients in CCC and the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, when I started realizing that so many clients had this belief of like just fear and trauma around opening the heart or vulnerability or connection or trust or any of those things. And when you're operating from a place of scarcity, from a place of survival mode, or what I call love survival mode, when you're in that state, I want you to imagine it's like your hands being over your chest. Your hands being over your chest, your hands are crossed over your heart. And when you are in that state, you are in a state of protection. You are in a state of scarcity. You are in a state of fear, okay? But when you are in a space where you want to be open to love, you have to transition those hands from being guarded and crossed over your chest to those hands being out and palms up, okay? You wanna hold your hands out in front of you and imagine that your palms are up. And that is the position to give and to receive. Your hands are held out so that someone can take from you, right? You have to be willing to give love, and you also have to be in the position to receive love. So only when your hands and your arms are out and open and palms up are you actually in the position to give and to receive love. But if you're operating right now in a place of scarcity and fear and control and guardedness and an inability to trust or be vulnerable or connect, then your hands are over your chest, and in that position you cannot give nor receive love. And it's scary. It's not the easiest thing to open those arms up and to put your palms out, because it does require a higher level of trust and vulnerability. But that is the position that I need you to be able to not just be in, but to hold that position of giving and receiving love. And when you step into that, that is the position of unlimited love. Not only are you able to give and receive love as an unlimited resource, will give love as an unlimited resource, but you're also able to receive love. You're able to be a source of love, because now you are the giver and the receiver. It's an endless loop of give and take of love, and it's an unlimited cycle. And when you understand that you were created in love, you are created from an infinite source that gives you that power, that gives you that quality, that trait to be able to connect with your creator on that level, but also be able to embody that same source, so you can take that down on an earthly level, from a purposeful level, you can also tap into that source and be a light in that type of way. That is what I want you to do. That is who I want you to become and step into, because that is a place of high self-worth. When you are closed off and you're guarded and you're not in a space to be able to give and receive love, you are not operating from your highest self. You are not operating from a place of high self-worth, because in order to operate in a place of fear, control, scarcity, there has to be a lack mindset. There has to be this belief that you are not able to receive. You do not have enough to give, and that is not a place of high self-worth. So that abundant mindset, that place of being a source of unlimited love, of being able to receive unlimited love, that is in a mindset of connection, of abundance, of heart openness, of being wholehearted, full-hearted, being a source of unlimited love. That is you being able to connect with your higher self and to be able to connect with your creator. And that is the whole purpose of breaking your loops, breaking your patterns, so that you can get back to who you are and you can get back to your core. You can release the fear, release the rejection, release the scarcity and all of that, because you are created in love, which means that you are already an abundant source. You are already an unlimited source of love. But the fear, the trauma, the trials, the tribulations, the messages, all the things that you have gone through in life has piled on top of who you are and your ability to be that source. So we need to remove the bricks on top of the well. We need to lift up any fears, any scarcity, any of that. Remove that so that we clear the path so you can actually connect to the person that you truly are, to the heart that you have, and be able to tap and become that unlimited source of love. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the 8 love loops and the Captivating Courtship Code. And I'm just briefly going to go over that, talk to you about that, and help you to understand how that came about and what these different love loops are and why these two work together and what you need to know about them. We're also going to go over the importance of breaking relationship patterns and how did relationship patterns form? How did you even get to this place in the first place? And then we're going to talk about what steps you need to take using the Captivating Courtship Code when it comes to breaking these patterns and why the Captivating Courtship Code works. Then, of course, like I said, I do have something to share with you at the end of this episode, so I do want you to stay tuned and tune into that. So if you are someone right now and you want to navigate the dating courtship process and navigate relationships with more intention, more in your worth, more confidence, and you understand that this process is a spiritual journey, then this episode is going to be for you. So let's just talk about the spirituality of it and why it is a spiritual journey. First of all, when it comes to relationships, I always say that relationships are the one area of life that you have the opportunity to blame someone else. You have the opportunity to always point the finger outward because there's someone else to blame. A good friend of mine pointed that out to me years ago, and I kind of just ran with it and took that because it's so true. Relationships are the one area where you can always say it's their fault. Well, they said this. Well, they did that. And there's that relinquishing of self-accountability because there's someone else. In order to be in a relationship, whatever form of relationship that is, there has to be another person for you to play off of. And because there's another person for you to play off of, that's also why the journey to self-love, self-discovery, to partnership, to all of those things, it can only truly happen in relationship. And I have to emphasize that because so many people have this belief that they're just going to heal, they're just going to go to therapy. And please, go to therapy. I'm not saying don't. But they have this belief that they're just going to do the work in isolation, work on themselves. And then after they do all this work on themselves, they're going to go out there and they're going to meet the person and they're going to be perfectly happy, healed, and whole. And then they're going to meet their person and then end of story and that's it. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not how it works, okay? Now, I'm not saying don't read all the books, don't go to therapy, don't do the workshops, don't, hey, you're listening to this podcast right now, like, this is still part of the work. So I'm encouraging you to take those initial steps. However, the real test and the real transformation happens through relationships. You have to get on your journey. It happens through the dating and courtship process. It happens when you're committed and when you're in your relationship or when you've met your person. It happens when you are committed or married or whatever that life partnership is for you, and that growth that happens on the other side. There's all these different stages that happens that impacts your personal development, impacts your purpose, impacts your journey on this planet. And when you understand that and you can step outside of the fear of hurt and disappointment and rejection and all the things that may go wrong, or you can step out of the fear of why not me, why hasn't happened yet, and all of those low self-worth thoughts and beliefs that will hold you back, then you can start to embark on this journey to love and partnership and self-love and discovery from a very spiritual place that allows you to step into it wholeheartedly with just a mindset that opens you up to gratitude, to curiosity, to excitement, to joy, to appreciation, to you stepping into your worth and challenging yourself every step of the way to become better, to grow. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and I'm not saying that the tests and the lessons that you learn are always easy to take on, but they will come, and they will come faster, and you will learn more, and you will get a greater sense of appreciation for your journey, for your experiences, and you will look forward to the future. You will no longer be bound by your past, but you will allow yourself to step into your future so that you can continue to move forward because you understand that with each marker, each milestone, each relationship, each person that comes into your life, it's only bringing you closer to where you are supposed to go. It's only unraveling and revealing to you the greater purpose and what you're supposed to be taught through these relationships. You are growing, you are transforming, you are becoming who you are meant to be through relationships. And it's so important for you to embrace that and to understand that this is a beautiful process. It's not always easy, but guess what? Nothing that has to be created is easy. Nothing that's valuable or worth having is easy. Now, that's not saying for you to struggle, but it is for you to understand that if you can ground into understanding and believing in the greater purpose for the experiences that you have and how you can use them to take you to your next level, to benefit you, to open your heart, to open up your purpose, to get on the path to who you are, if you can meet that path and that journey without bitterness and resentment and anger and frustration and all those feelings. Again, it's not saying that you won't feel those at some point, but you don't live in those feelings, okay? When you do that, you can deepen your trust, and we're going to talk about trust in a moment, but you can deepen your relationship with trust. you can truly heal from your past and not let your past control you, and then you can step into your next level. You can step into the highest version of you. You can step into and embody your worth from a very authentic place and from a place that is going to allow you to align with the partner in a relationship that's actually waiting for you. And in that, you can find excitement. You can find belief. You can find the peace in the journey. So really quickly, let's talk about trust and why trust is so important when we're looking at dating and courtship and relationships from a spiritual lens. I always say that you have to build trust upward, then outward. That is the relationship that you have to establish with trust. So you want to look at it like a capital L, okay? You build the trust upward first. You build the trust between you and your creator, your higher source, God, the universe. I don't care what you refer to your higher power as. We're all on the same accord that it exists if you're listening to this podcast, okay? But you build your trust muscle with your higher source first. And what I've learned over the years is that trust is a muscle. Trust is an ongoing process, and you learning to strengthen that muscle, you learning to ground into it, you learning to uplift and to tighten up on your beliefs, because it's not easy. And for most, when it comes to trusting their creator, trusting their higher power, that only stops at the tongue. The idea of trust, especially if you come from a religious background, such as me, like I come from a religious background, when you come from a religious background, the idea and the concept of trust is supposed to just be a given, right? So you are told that you are supposed to trust God or trust your creator, trust your higher power. And because you're being told that trust is a staple and it's a requirement for you to have it, for most, being able to actually develop trust and embody trust and strengthen your trust muscle when it comes to trust, that doesn't actually happen, because you're being told that you're supposed to trust in order to be good, and that a good whatever you practice, just trust, right? Or let's just even take it from like a spiritual lens, right? If you're into like the whole like manifestation world and getting into the vortex and all those things like Abraham Hicks and all that, this idea of just like trust and you just trust and you just believe, like it's very surface level. And what many don't realize is that trust has to penetrate at your core. It has to come from your intuition. It has to come from your gut. It has to come from your heart. And when trust only stops at the tongue and it doesn't go beyond that, the level of fear, of anxiety, of scarcity, of distrust that exists within you, the guardedness, the avoidance, all of those things that comes up, it's going to be hard for you to be able to build trust. It's going to be nearly impossible for you to build trust with another person. And so a lot of times when we're embarking on this journey to partnership and we're navigating the dating and courtship process and relationships, we are so hell-bent on trying to trust another person. Oh, I want to trust this other person, or do I trust this other person? And there's all this fear when it comes to trusting and putting that level of trust on another person. But that's because you are forming that L of trust, right? You're forming that shape that I just described to you. You're forming it backwards. You're trying to trust another person, and then somewhere in the back of your mind or somewhere when things go wrong, then you try to trust the creator, right? Then you try to trust your higher source. But that's doing things backwards. You have to develop a stronger sense of trust with your higher source, and that's not always easy. Let me just say that. It's not always easy. And if you right now, as I'm explaining this, if you feel that doubt that you have, like I don't have a lot of trust in the creator, I don't have a lot of trust in my source, I don't always fully believe, I still get very doubtful or that's going to happen or that my prayers will be answered, that what I want is available to me. If you're operating in that space, I want to say, first of all, just breathe and relax and give yourself permission to feel that way, because it's a very human thing to feel. And you're human. You're allowed to go through human emotions. You're not a robot. You're not just put on this planet just being told trust and that's just it and you're just supposed to trust. No, you have to strengthen that bond. You have to strengthen that connection. And the only way to strengthen that bond and that connection is through action. It is first, you got to get to the root, peel back where that distrust comes from, where those fears and all those things, but then you have to take action. And the action that you take is like that saying, faith is not without work. I think that's how the saying goes, right? Or patience is what you do while you wait. It's the actions that you take that shows that higher level of trust. And when you act in a way that says, I believe that this is available to me. I believe that my prayers are going to get answered. I believe that what I'm asking for, what I'm journaling about, what I'm speaking into existence, I believe that it's available. I believe that it's going to happen. And I have to trust. Your actions will align and your actions will show that level of trust. When your actions are the opposite and you're avoiding, you're shutting down, you're thinking from a place of scarcity, you're acting from a place of scarcity, when you are moving in that type of way, that is the opposite. That is showing that you do not trust and you do not believe. So getting to the root first, you have to get to the root because you have to figure out why you're struggling with trust. Where is that coming from? Why don't you believe? Why are you struggling with this? And being able to release any guilt or shame that you have around that, because again, it is a very human thing to do and a human thing to experience. So you have to get to the root of that first. And then once you get to the root of that and you can start stepping into your worth by taking actions that shows that you are acting from a place of trust. This is extremely important. And this is the foundation of everything that you need to do when it comes to the inner work, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to stepping into your power and moving your love life forward, when it comes to embodying an unlimited love, when it comes to being that source of love, when it comes to navigating the dating and courtship process and relationships from a very holistic place, you have to work on building that trust muscle. You have to be willing to heal those wounds, heal those beliefs, and then take action from a place of high self-worth, or what I like to say, unshakable self-worth, so that you are moving forward in your love life and showing to your creator, to the universe, to your higher power that you truly do trust and believe. And when you do that, and when you start building that muscle, that is how you get to a space of being able to fully trust and connect. Well, let me just take back fully, because maybe there's going to be some sprinkles of doubt no matter what, right? But being able to open up those hands enough to give and receive love and to be able to trust and connect with another person from a deeper emotional level. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you don't just want to attract a partner. You want, you don't want to just attract a person, I'll say. You want a partner, you want love, you want connection, you want vulnerability, you want to feel like you have that soulful type of partnership, right? You cannot do that from a place of distrust and from a place of being guarded. So you have to develop that trust muscle first upward, then you can bridge that gap and start developing trust outward through you and another person. And that is the work that you have to do, okay? So let's just talk about it, because you may be saying, okay, I'm working on that. I'm doing some inner work, but I just need to meet the right person, or I'm always so close and it never happens, or I've opened up my heart. I've tried to trust. I've tried to connect and it just hasn't worked. And that may all be very well true. And if that is the case, the first thing I'll say is that you need to take a broader look. And this is where the courtship loops exercise really comes into place, that clarity exercise. Again, you can get that for free. The download is in the show notes. And if you want to book a session, you can book the session for that so I can help you with that. But being able to look at your love life in a broader lens and being able to figure out, what are the connections? What are the messages? What are you being shown? Where are you not elevating so that you can stop putting your time, your effort, and your energy into the wrong aspects of your love life and start figuring out what is actually holding you back if you have been in this loop? Now, you have your courtship loop, so you're looking at the broader aspect of your relationships. And I'm sure in the future I'll do some episodes to break that down more and to talk more about that. But I want to also share with you and talk to you about the 8 love loop relationship patterns. Now, these are my signature 8 relationship patterns that I was able to discover through my years of matchmaking and coaching. But the thing is, with these 8 love loops, in all honesty and full transparency, they came to me after prayers. One morning, up early about like 5 a.m., I was praying, asking for guidance on like the next steps, what am I supposed to be doing? And when I came out of that prayer, it just like hit me about these 8 love loops. Now, back when I first started, I called them the passion attraction prototypes. That name is just way too long. It's just way too long. There's too much to say. It's like an alliteration or something. It's too much, right? So after some time, about a year ago, I realized that like, okay, well, these are loops, these are patterns. So let's just call them the 8 love loops. And that just made me feel a lot better. It just like, it had a nice chime to it. So I was like, okay, I think that this is it. So we have the 8 love loops, and those are the sexual, the trophy, the love me, the adapter, the avoider, the too good, the toxic, and the invulnerable vixen. Okay. These are the signature 8 love loops. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I actually just put together a very short quiz. It's about, I think, about 7 questions. It's a PDF that you can use to figure out what your current love loop pattern is. So it's a free quiz. Right now, I just have the PDF. I may move it to something more like tech savvy, but right now, I just didn't have the capacity for that. But you're going to take these 8 love loops, and you're going to take the quiz to figure out what your love loop pattern is, and that's free. Get that link in the show notes. All the links to all the free resources and tools that you need right now to start this process, all that information is going to be in the show notes of this episode. But we have the 8 love loops, and these are the foundational patterns that I use to help me to understand my clients and what they're going through. And for each of these different love loops, for each of these different relationship pattern types, they each have their own, I would say like their own core wound. Like there's a solid core wound for each of them, or a solid belief, like a wounded belief for each of them. They tend to have certain experiences and how they tend to relate and how they tend to navigate relationships. And even though you might find yourself as like a combination of about 2 or 3, there's usually one core one that you're primarily operating in at this time. So when I know someone's love loop, when I know what their primary relationship pattern is, it's very easy for me to understand their mindset, their beliefs, their experiences, what choices that they're making, and what they need to do to make different choices when it comes to their love journey, when it comes to their path to partnership. But for these 8 love loops, this is the foundation of all the work that I do. This is the foundation of how I work with my clients. This is like my gift to the world. And just in full transparency, for the last few years, I've had a hard time with bringing these pattern types to the forefront. I had a hard time sharing this with the world because it felt like my babies, you know, like these are my babies. I'm like, I don't want anybody else to steal my babies. I don't want anyone to use my babies, you know? So I felt very, very protective over them. And it wasn't until a few months ago, I would say about late 2023, about going into the fall, that I started to come to the realization that this is the work that I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm supposed to be putting these patterns out into the world. And I'm supposed to be sharing this. And who am I to keep these to myself? Who am I to hoard or to act from a place of scarcity when it comes to these pattern types, when they don't belong to me? That they were given to me to give to you all. They were shared with me to share with you. And I truly believe that in my heart. And this place of scarcity and fear and all of that that I have been operating in have been holding me back when it came to really pushing these patterns to help you all understand how to get it out there. So you're going to be seeing so much information on these patterns over the course of the next year. I mean, really just from here on out from the Captivating Courtship brand, you're going to be seeing this truly put more on the forefront. So many tools and so many things to help you with navigating these patterns, because I truly do believe that if you understand these patterns and you understand how to navigate relationships, then not only will you have an easier time, but you will create the transformation and attract the love that you deserve. And that is my life's mission, is to be a source of love. I just want to be a source of love for those who need it. That is my purpose. That is everything that I'm put on this planet to do. And part of that process is to help people in this space of life, and for me to be able to share with you the knowledge, the experiences, the information, the tools that I have to equip you on your journey. And the only way for me to be able to do that is to be in a place of abundance and to be able to support you with this. So the 8 love loops are the foundation of everything that I do, how I work with my clients, how I help them to get clarity, how I help them to raise their level of awareness on their own patterns and their own choices. And then I partner that with the Captivating Courtship Code process. Now, NCCC, which is like the signature group coaching program, NCCC, you have the 6 parts of the Captivating Courtship Code process, and I'm going to talk more about that later in this episode. But within each part of the Captivating Courtship Code process, you have different breakdowns. Like, there's different things. For example, if you are in a place of wounds, right? And that's the first part, is addressing those wounds. You have your triggers, you have your shadows, you have trust. You have these different parts in getting back to your vision of love. You have these different parts to help you to navigate healing your wounds. And each part of the Captivating Courtship Code, that 6-step process, is geared to help you to navigate the ins and outs of relationships. But the CCC process is also there to help you to transform and to break these loops, to break the courtship loops. And that is going to be the basic premise, the most basic premise of what I'm sharing with you today, is these 6 steps. These core 6 steps, these core foundational steps, are to help you to break your courtship loops, your relationship loops, so you always have a very simple, easy to follow process from start to finish on how to break the loops. You understand where you are in that loop, what steps you need to take, that you can always just refer back and go back to it. So these are just the basics. Now, before I break down what those 6 steps are and just the basics that you need to understand on how to break the loop, I want to explain to you what your relationship patterns are and how you even got to this place of having relationship patterns. So the first thing that you have to understand is that relationship patterns are formed through a combination of your personal experiences, your upbringing, cultural influences, and past relationships. So all of these different things come together in order to help you to create a pattern. Your brain is basically trying to figure out, how do I survive in relationships? You have all these different influences coming together. Your own personal life experiences, whether that's people that you've met, things that may have been said to you, ups and downs. It could be just like in life passing. It could be at school, work, like just different personal experiences that you have had in your interactions with people. Okay, you're going to have your upbringing, your childhood. What was your childhood like? Your caretakers, those influences. Cultural influences, whether they're your faith or your ethnicity or your country or just like where you fall into society, but different cultural influences come together. And then you're also putting into that past relationships, whether they're committed relationships, dating relationships, just relationships that are romantic, and any beliefs that you formed around that. But all of these things are coming together. So I want you to sit with that for a moment and understand that if you feel challenged in your love life right now, if you feel like you have a hard time attracting the right type of partners or having the confidence, or you're in a place of avoiding, or you get very anxious, or any of those things, I want you to understand, do you have all of these different combinations of experiences working together on a very core level working together within your brain, within your cellular memory, okay? All these things are coming together and at play. So if you understand that, then hopefully you'll understand why doing the inner work and being intentional about it is so important, because you have like these mechanisms that are acting for you on your behalf. It's not conscious, right? This is very subconscious. So all of these things are working together on your behalf. So you have your early experiences with caregivers, right? They're shaping your attachment styles. And then this in turn influences how you interact with others in relationships. And then you also have your societal norms, you have what the media portrays. These things are also impacting your expectations and your behaviors in relationships. And then over time, these combinations of experiences and messages all come together and create repeated patterns of interaction. It's how you interact with potential partners, how you interact in relationships. And because you have these messages coming together, you have these experiences coming together on a subconscious level, telling you how to interact, you are going to be attracted to people and experiences that reinforce those dynamics. You're going to be leading your love life in a way that is only going to confirm and affirm what you already believe to be true. This is why you have these patterns. Your brain is just trying to figure out, how do I survive in relationships? How do I survive with people? How do I survive in romantic partnership? Because you have these experiences and these messages trying to calculate basically for you how to operate, how to navigate, your brain is trying to figure it out and you're just operating on autopilot. And then that is allowing you to be drawn to the same people, the same experiences over and over and over again until you break the loop. Now, when we look at the psychology and the neuroscience of it all, your relationship patterns, they help you to understand how your brain will process emotions, experiences, and different interactions. Your brain is just simply trying to make it make sense, okay? So you have these different regions within your brain, which includes the amygdala, which processes your emotions and threat detection. So when we talk about your fight or flight mode, when we talk about you figuring out how to survive, okay, that's why that anxiety creeps up, the fears, all those things, because your brain is trying to figure out, is this person, is this relationship a threat or not? So you have your amygdala, you have your prefrontal cortex. These things are coming together. These parts of your brain are coming together to help you to regulate your decision-making, your empathy, and your social behavior in relationships. Now, when you have repeated experiences in relationships, this creates a neural pathway that helps to influence how to react and behave in relationships. So I want you to think about it like your brain's trying to create a map. And every single time you have an experience, you have a repeat experience, it's like your GPS. Your brain is trying to calculate, okay, this is how this is going to go. This is the direction that we need to go. This is how we need to behave. This is what we need to do in this circumstance, because it's trying to predict the uncertainty. It's trying to figure out what to do next, what is supposed to come next. So for example, if you have a positive interaction with a partner in the dating and courtship process, your neural pathway, in order to recreate that same type of scenario, is going to strengthen. And so any feelings that you have around happiness, trust, safety, enjoyment, your brain is going to create neural pathways that show you how to recreate that type of circumstance to create happiness. However, when you have a negative experience, this negative experience also can get reinforced in your brain as well. And your brain will create neural pathways linked to fear and avoidance. So when it starts to feel like you're getting too close, or you're starting to recreate a past experience, or you're going back down that hole, that fear, that avoidance, that scarcity, that your ability to try to control it, your brain starts moving in that direction as well. So this is why you can have that tug of war. It can be very complicated, especially for those who have insecure attachment styles like anxious or avoidant. Your brain is forming pathways on this is how we create happiness, this is how we create love, this is what feels good. But then your brain is also creating pathways of fear and avoidance, and let's run from this and let's shrink and let's go the opposite way because we don't want to feel any pain. So you're constantly fighting with yourself, and you may find yourself creating very similar happy experiences with potential partners. Like, it starts to get easier because you start to realize, oh, I know how to have a great conversation. I know how to connect from the heart. I know how to be romantic. Like, I know how to do those things very well. And you may become very confident and have a high self-worth in those areas. But then these other ways that feel unpredictable or are scary or they're negative experiences, your brain's going to start creating opportunities for you to relive that as well. So the release of these neurotransmitters is what creates oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, all these bonding chemicals and hormones that are going to help you to regulate your moods and your behaviors and how you are going to interact within your relationship. And these chemicals that are released, these are neurochemicals that are released, these are what creates the feelings of attachment, of pleasure, of your well-being, and they influence the development of your relationships. And this is why it can be feel like a real challenge to break patterns or to break the loop and to figure out how to do something different. It's a true, true challenge, but we can change this. So you do it and you make these changes by learning how to do something different. So here at Captivating Courtship, when we talk about the Captivating Courtship Code process and the very basics of how to break the loop, and this is just on the very general level, how you will break a courtship loop, you have to get back to the foundation. So you're going to start with healing your wounds. This has to do with doing the inner work, getting to the root, your shadows, your trust, your triggers, getting a new vision. You're going to start with the very, very basics. You have to get to the ruins. You have to basically clean house, get to the root, and you have to start from ground zero. The next step is to develop unshakable self-worth. This is where your boundaries comes in. This is where your captivating life comes in. This is where you taking aligned action into stepping into who you truly are and getting back to who you are and aligning with your highest self, getting back on your throne, embodying that type of energy. The next step is to get out there and start meeting matches. Now, maybe you're already in a partnership right now, or maybe you're currently seeing someone. That's fine too. But how you still connect with this part of the process, like let's say you're currently courting someone, but it's just not going right. It's not working, and you have to reestablish the root. You're going to start treating meeting someone as like a day one. You're going to have to reset that relationship and get back to the basics. So this is where meeting matches, getting back to the core, those first 30 days, that first courtship milestone, this is where that starts. And then after that comes your ability to captivate courtship. You're going to navigate the courtship process. And after that comes your full-hearted connection. So your ability to communicate, to connect from the heart, to be able to build that bond from a very heart-centered, unlimited resource tap of love, and being able to connect with someone from a very vulnerable place, and developing those skills when we talk about communication and connection and building that bond throughout the courtship process. And then the last step is that cement of commitment. You have to commit to the relationship. Now, what commitment means to you is very different. That means something different to every person. Commitment might mean exclusivity. It might mean the relationship. It might mean engagement. It might mean marriage. I don't really care what it is. But whatever that next level of commitment, just cementing that and how you go about that and how do you decide to make that decision. So these are the six core steps. You have wounds, worth, matches, courtship, connection, and commitment. Now, if you are listening to this episode and you're like, okay, I got it, the 8 love loop patterns, I got it, captivating courtship code, breaking in loops, breaking the patterns, navigating the courtship process. This is a lot to take in all at once, and I completely understand that, and you may not feel certain about where to start. The first thing I want to do is just say, brief, relax, I got you covered, okay? The Captivating Courtship Code is just the basics. This is the basic process to help guide you through transformation in your love life, healing, help you to understand your relationship journey and your journey to self-discovery and how to break the loop so that you are consistently growing into your next level and keeping yourself ready and available to receive love. But if you don't know where to start and you don't know what to do, I want to let you know getting started is not complicated, okay? And I'm actually very excited to announce, and this is what I was saying at the beginning of the episode, I'm very excited to announce that I am launching a new membership community this month. Very excited to announce that I am launching a new membership community. It's called The Loop, and this is going to help you to break your relationship patterns. Now, The Loop is a foundational membership. This is the first time that I have ever launched anything like this before, so I am very excited. And this is me sharing these patterns, sharing my knowledge with the world, making it easy and accessible for you to be able to get the support that you need so that you can navigate this process for yourself. So with The Loop, you're going to have access to new monthly workshops that are going to be surrounded around each of the 8 love loops, breakups, burnout, situationships, how to navigate the courtship process, how to break the loop, everything that you need. We're going to be throwing in there some meditations, breath work, like all different types of opportunities for you to heal, for you to connect, for you to do the inner work step by step. And I'm very excited to launch this new membership community to be able to bring this to the world. It's been a long time coming. It's been something that's been on my heart for a while, but whether it's the courage, the clarity, any of those things to figure out how to share this information, how to share these patterns with the world in a way that's going to be easy for you to navigate and also be able to provide you with the tools and the community that you need in order to support you. It's been a process to make this decision, but I'm very excited to bring this to you and to give you this opportunity. And I'm even more excited to announce that the first month of joining The Loop is going to be 100% free. So if you are interested in getting these workshops and having access to a private Q&A live coaching stream, which I will be doing for The Loop community, you'll be able to have monthly Q&A to submit your questions, to ask questions, and to be able to navigate the workshops. Every month, I'll be releasing new workshops, new trainings in all of these different areas for you to be able to embody your highest self, your unshakable self-worth, to become a source of unlimited love, to navigate the courtship and dating process, and to get back to who you are so that you can break the loop, so you can break these patterns and really step into that. I am very, very excited. Now, like I said, I am offering a special offer. All you have to do is just join the waitlist. You'll get the email, you'll get the announcement when doors to The Loop open, but you'll get the first 30 days of The Loop for free. And then after that, if you choose to stay in the community, if you choose to grow with us, if you choose to do the work, it's only going to be $47 a month, okay? $47 a month for you to get the tools, the access, and access to monthly live streams where you can answer your questions and do the work. My goal is to build a community that values high quality relationships, that values their spiritual journey through relationships, that values being their best self. Like, this is what I am here to help you with. I want to help you to embody and be a source of unlimited love. I want you to be able to open your hearts to receive the love,
that you deserve, and for you to have that trust in your higher power and your higher source that it is waiting and available to you. So join the wait list. The link is going to be in the show notes along with the links to the other free resources that I mentioned for this episode, and get on a wait list so that you can get your first month free. And this is a limited time offer. This is only going to be for those who are on the wait list. So go to the link in the show notes, put your name on a wait list, share it with your friend, tell your friends to join, so that when we open up the doors to the loop and you can be the first to sample the new workshops that we're offering. And a lot of these are going to be a part of the tools of the Captivating Course Your Code process, but it's going to be formatted in a completely different way. And each month there will be new trainings, new information put out, updated information for you, so that you can have everything that you need to break the loop. So thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to meet you. And make sure that you put your name on the wait list and you get access to all the free resources linked in the show notes. And I can't wait to talk to you next week.
If you've been attracting the same experiences over and over again, feeling stuck in your love life and uncertain about what steps to take, or you simply want specific steps so that you can start to transform your love life today and attract better partners, then a 90-minute courtship loop session is for you. Hi, my name is Zara J. I'm the founder of Captivating Courtship, the Captivating Courtship Code Success Process, and the 8 Love Loop Relationship Patterns. I use a combination of my natural gifts to read relationship patterns, psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking techniques to provide you with deeper insight and tools to transform your relationship patterns, get back to who you are, and attract unlimited love. One way that I help you with this is through uncovering your courtship loops. Courtship loops are the blind spots in the links between your dating and relationship experiences that reveal the deeper story and connection to your love blocks. It's my intuitive process to help you bring clarity and guide you with specific steps on how you can change your love life right now. When you get clear on your blind spots, you will have the confidence and a roadmap on where you need to stop shrinking and settling so that you can elevate your expectations, set bolder boundaries, and develop unshakable self-worth to have the love you deserve. In this 90-minute session, you will be guided through the courtship loop process to uncover your unique relationship and courtship patterns and have an intimate look at how you can have more ease and flow to attract more enjoyable relationship experiences specific to your journey to love. You will walk away with a simple plan of action specific to you to help you navigate your love life for the next 6 months. This is a limited time offer with only 3 spots open every week to book a private courtship loop session. To secure your session today, go to the link in the show notes. Hey, beautiful, I want to ask you to share this podcast with the woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.